a Hindu priest, a rabbi, and the TV evangelist were caught up in a terrible thunderstorm, and they had to seek shelter. They came to the farmhouse and knocked on the door. The farmer opened the door and said to them that he only has room for two, but the third one will have to take the barn. And the Hindu priest said, "I'll take the barn." He went to the barn and sleep. A few minutes later, there was a knock on the door. It was the Hindu. He said, "I'm sorry, there is a cow in the barn. And in my religion, cow is very special and sacred. I cannot intrude the space. So I cannot sleep in the barn. And the rabbi said, "Okay, I'll take the barn." A few minutes later, there was a knock on the door. And it was the rabbi. And the rabbi said, "I cannot sleep in the barn. I'm sorry. There is a pig in the barn. And according to my religion, pigs are very unclean, and I cannot sleep in an unclean space." The TV evangelist said, "All right, I will sleep in the barn." He left. A few minutes later, there was a knock on the door. It was the cow and the pig.
It's hilarious.
You know, there is part of us that we could make the pigs and the cows run for cover. And there is part of us that need to rethink and reshape ourselves. And, you know, lives could be much happier and more satisfying if we did change. But we do not change. Why is that? Why can't we change? I think part of that is our blindness. We do not see many things because we do not take time to look. And a lot more things that we do not see because we just close our eyes and we are afraid to look. Why can't we change? You know, today Jesus said to us that to repent. Repent and believe in the gospel. We're afraid. I think we are afraid to change because we fear. We fear that things that are wrong in us is too big or too bad to change. And we're afraid to do that, to even think about it. Well, and then we hear that little voice say in our hearts say, "You cannot change. Why waste your time?" If we think of God or imagine God as the judge looking down on us with his hand folded and all point fingers at us, then that little voice is right. But God does not stand like that. He stands right next to us, right beside us, and he said to us that you can do it, you can change. I am with you. It will not be easy and it will not be fast, but if you stick with me, you can do it. I am with you. So that is where God stands, right next to us, inviting us today to repent and believe in the gospel. So today, let us follow Jesus' voice and not the other voice within us. All of us can change. Today, Jesus reminds us that we can do it. We can change because he continued to be with us. We had a wonderful start for Lent. Then this week we had a great retreat, a parish retreat, 3 days, and we were filled with a lot of information and we renew our faith. It would be a waste if we do not change. So I invite you to take what you have learned this week during this mission, the retreat. Take that, energize our faith. Help one another to take courage. Today, God invited us to do that. He said to us, take courage, have hope, because I am with you. You can change. All of us can change.